And I wanted to start off this morning's edition of Boots and Salutes because all week CJWW Radio has been saluting the town of Elbow, Saskatchewan on the shores of beautiful Lake Diefenbaker, and they have an outstanding golf course out there, Harbor Golf and Country Club. So I wanted to give a call, give a salute to Elbow, and see what's going on at the golf course.
Pro Shop, Char speaking.
Hey, Char, my name is Steve Chisholm. I'm calling from CJWW Radio in Saskatoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. You know what? We're doing a tribute to Humboldt Day today on the radio, and so I wanted to call and just find out from somebody at the Harbor Golf and Country Club, how are things?
Things are great.
Can I get a tee time today?
You can.
All right. Now, what if I wanted to book one going into the long weekend? Is still some availabilities?
Depending what day and what time.
So what shape is the course in?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And the weather is nice down in the Elbow today?
The weather is very nice.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Yes, a salute to Elbow. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Manitoba, Alberta, B.C. If all of the people, intelligent people, voted like us intelligent people, we could have NDP separation by now. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to wish the Carleton grads a happy grad today.
Right on. Thanks.
And have a safe one, Nolan.
Yeah, good advice.
He's my grandson.
Good advice, Grandma, and he'll listen. Thanks very much. Yeah. Getting into the final couple of grads here, and I know in Saskatoon it is a lot of the Catholic high schools are having their graduations last night and again tonight. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Yes, what can I do for you?
I would like to salute the Regina Police Service for not getting involved with the protests down there.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a boot and a salute.
Go ahead.
My first boot is for the Regina Police Service for not doing their job and removing the illegal tent occupation at the legislative building. It's time to do your job or else do something else. Get rid of them guys. They're not there for any good. They're only there to squeak the wheel. Get rid of them. It's illegal. On the better part, I want to salute all bus drivers, including my wife, for the last day of their route this year. Have a good summer, and see you in September. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have a boot for a couple people. Went to a beautiful service yesterday, and this unbelievable lady that passed away, and three people's cell phones went off. The last guy that went, his cell phone went off, he was directly in front of me. I tapped him on the shoulder, and the wife told me not to do it. I had more than a few choice words for him. When we were out by the graveside, he came up to apologize to me. My wife told me to calm down. I actually wanted to punch this guy right in the head.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, for the demonstrators in Regina, who pays for their welfare checks? Okay, thanks.
Our phone lines are 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. Any thoughts that you might have, any issues you might like to bring up, maybe something like starting on Canada Day, you're going to see the newly renamed and reconfigured Saskatchewan Highway Patrol out in full force. 2 weeks ago, the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Group was renamed to reflect its expanded policing responsibilities that include responding to 911 calls, investigating impaired drivers, enforcing speed limits and other traffic violations, and responding to accidents and taking action when offenses are committed in part of the effort to combat rural crime. Also, too, speaking of policing, so yesterday, a big piece of the guardrail of the train bridge fell. Good news is no one was hurt. Police were busy investigating it, and it fell, and actually the piece fell right on one of the police vehicles that was there. Just seems like a Lethal Weapon movie or something when you go into the, police chief, Chief Cooper, trying to explain how the squad car got damaged. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to boot the city. I was at Kinsman this week, and it is a disgrace. The bathroom facilities are so horrible. The grass is just about dead. If it was a golf course, every guy in the city would be, or every person in the city would be out there working on it. It is just a horrible place.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to wish all the grads of Humboldt a happy graduation and have fun.
Thank you very much. Hey, speaking of Humboldt, that reminds me, too. It is Salute to Humboldt Night at the Rider game on Saturday night. Still some great seats available. It would be a shame if that wasn't a complete sellout for that game. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd just like to salute all the grads, and I'd like to welcome them to all our government debt. Civic debt, half a billion. Provincial debt, 20-plus billion. And our prime minister is taking us to a trillion. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I totally agree with that lady about the parks, how they're being looked after, the bathrooms, the people who look after, who work at the parks, they're doing a good job, but other than some of the customers, how they respect the bathrooms and the park, cigarette butts, cartons come off it, you guys. They clean up, and the bathrooms are trash. They come off it. I have to turn around. I'm kind enough to even come in there and clean up and help the guys who maintain the park, but some of them don't have no respect at all. That's a boot.
You know
what?
You bring up a good point, because it's not just about the people who care for the park and clean up the park. It's the people who use the park.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Your call. 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. If you happen to be surfing online, stop by cjwwradio.com and have your say. The question posted there today regards Laura Ingalls Wilder, the author of Little House on the Prairie, had her name stripped from a prestigious book award over what was deemed as racism in her writing. And do you agree with that? So far, 99% do not. Reminding us that you have to consider her writing in the context of the times in which she lived, which was from 1867 to 1957. 99% say no. What's your say? Go to cjwwradio.com. Time for another couple. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Go.
Good morning. The people protesting in Regina must all be retired, otherwise they'd be working.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Go.
Steve, we've got to salute all those kids that are graduating. Have a safe grad. It was MedStud last night. Congratulations to the superannuate, Mr. Kelly Schneider, and Hafford tomorrow. Way to go, kids.
Right on. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're the last one.
Morning. Yes. I'd like to congratulate all the girls that are graduating in Melford.
All right. Consider it done. And that's Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered.